Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We'll get to Bill's throws in 1 second. Before that, Sip, what does Bill's hat say over there?
It says first-rate ag.
It does say first-rate ag. Because it's not second-rate or third-rate, it's first.
Foam finger.
First-rate ag. Full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been in business for 25 years. Please reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris. And as always, mention the ticket.
The ticket. They're in the 308. They're out there getting stuff done, protecting crops. Oh, I tell you what, Parker and Chris, just phenomenal. And remember, anytime you go out there and visit, you also get the free lunch at noon. Like that. They have a
don't be late.
Noon. Me and Jake have enjoyed it.
Every day.
Sherry, their mom, makes it.
And it's sitting out.
They gave us steak. Ready for you. We had steak.
We had steak that
we
day.
We had New York
and
strip.
Scalloped potatoes.
Yes. For lunch.
For lunch. Yes. Right by the pinball machine. Incredible.
It was a great time.
Yeah. It's not tough times. I mean, I read in the news, I see on TV that it's really tough times. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if it is.
Says who?
I'm not sure if it is. In some areas.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Not in this area.
Not here.
Firstrateag.com. Let's get to Bill's Thrills on a Friday.
Are we doing that today?
We are. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
As always, Bill's Thrills, yes, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them today at 402-730-7387 to plan your financial future. Bill, the floor is yours on this fine Friday.
Started a new segment last week.
Oh, that's right.
Wish you were there. What would have been like to have been at that event? The last one was the concert in Central Park, Simon and Garfunkel. Sound of Silence, which was just wow.
Hello, darkness,
my old friend. But to be part of something that was just iconic, this one would be one that was attended by a lot of people. Very few from this area would have been there. Lock in for a second. YouTubers, you can stay on there. You're fine. You'll be able to hear this thing. If you could, just take about a second of silence. If you have headphones, throw them in. Turn your volume up a little bit and lock in to a moment. Wish you were there.
Rogers deep for Nebraska. Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisles. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
Wow. Wow. What a call, by the way.
What a call.
Did you get the chills again?
What a call.
That was Lyle. Lyle Bremser.
1971.
So it's 1970. I want you to think about a couple of things. So imagine this one. So it was dubbed prior and after because of the fall of the game of the century. What game are you at? I went to the game of the century. When's the other game of the century?
There's only one.
There isn't one. There's only been one. There's a different century. Doesn't even come up. There's one. Where are we at? Game of the century. Oklahoma had their times and they kind of got after Nebraska a little bit. They didn't win the game of the century. Yeah, that's nice.
Good point.
Did you guys win the game of the century? Try that one on size. Yeah. Try that one on to see how that. So I want you to think about a couple things here. Why it was incredible. It's in Norman, Oklahoma. Guess when it was? It's on Thanksgiving Day. Remember. So to go on Thanksgiving Day was a lot. To get to Norman, Oklahoma, in 1971 was a lot. So there's probably only a couple thousand. We have the tickets that were available. It was a sold out game, obviously. So it was one versus two. So just think about that for the Nebraska fans that were truly there, possibly a couple thousand, maybe 1,500, wherever the tickets were that were allotted for that time. That it's a game you remembered where you watched it.
I do.
It's a game you remember where you
Grandma's.
Watched it, where it was at. You know, we were in Denzel Weatherly's house in Tacoma.
Okay.
On the farm. That's where it was watched.
I was at my grandma. Time. Grandma's in Grand Island.
Devaney. Bob. Devaney, how about that? The Irishman leading him, coming in. Devaney leading him in. Who's ripping off plays that day? Who was calling him?
Taggy.
What's that? No. He was the quarterback. Yes,
yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
Who was calling the plays on the sideline?
Tom.
Called. Coach Osborne's the OC.
Jake.
Yeah.
Tom called plays for five national title teams.
Five national. Oh, so called the plays.
He called plays for five national title teams.
Pretty good.
At the same place. Like that. Glover had 20 tackles from the nose guard position. 20 tackles.
I think they had an All-American center, too.
They had really good player. No, it's not like that Mildren didn't have them going for OU. They scored 31. It's 35-31. Jeff Kinney, tearaway jerseys. Tearaway jerseys.
He wasn't wearing a jersey at the end. But
he didn't have a jersey on. He didn't have a jersey on.
It was
on.
Like off.
It was off. All he had was pads on.
Yeah, I mean, that were exaggerated.
A little bit, but it was it was that way. It was that way.
They had tearaway jerseys, Jake. And they wore neck rolls.
And neck rolls.
A beautiful sight.
Game of the century. Imagine watching that. The game probably lasted about 2 hours. Mm-hmm. It's wishbone against power eye.
Yep.
And a couple throws like that. You know,
we were so young. I mean,
you know, I don't remember the game.
Yeah,
I barely remember. I remember where I was. There's no chance I remember it. I remember it was mayhem in the house, and they won. And then everyone just left, and they just left the kids at the house. We had old enough kids there to watch the young. Mm-hmm. Do not remember anything about it.
I remember eating turkey and then going right to the living room.
Think about that.
If you remember that.
Thanksgiving Day. Think how far ahead they were to think about that, to put a game in 71 on Thanksgiving Day. How about the eyeballs on that game?
Yeah.
I mean.
Game of the century.
Game of the century. Wish you were there. Could you imagine some of the people that were at that game? I don't know if I've even talked to someone who's been there.
I don't think I have.
First of all, it's kind of like the World War II type of thing. Not the same as far as the importance, obviously. But, like, who was still alive that went to the game? Not was on the team.
I don't know anybody.
Not that was on the team. Because right now, if you think, those guys that played in that game, they're in their 70s. Mm-hmm. So those who went to the game, there's not many of those left that went as fans.
No.
That went as fans of the game. There's probably 20, 30 fans that were left that went down there to watch the game.
Chris might have our caller.
Chris from the Baldwin Shop, were you at that game? Yeah. Did you go?
Oh. He might. I wonder if he went down there. Brad
but think about
him.
This. Chris is what? 70?
In the 70s, yep.
So he'd have been the same age as the players.
Yeah.
He's the same age as the players.
Yes.
So the fan base, so give you an example, Ben, my parents could have went. They're 89.
Okay.
So you're going to be 89 here soon. So that gives you kind of an idea of where, and they were young at that time.
Mm-hmm.
They were in their 30s when this game took place.
In their prime.
Yeah. So there's not, so of the fans that actually went, we've lost a lot of them.
Yes.
And so it'd be fun to hear from someone that actually went. Can you also
imagine, I'd love to hear that.
Just imagine the trip home, how happy you are.
I can't even imagine.
And you had to be down there the day before. You don't get to Norman day of. Mm-hmm. So you had to be down there the day before.
53 years ago.
53 years ago was when that happened.
This is that,
Game of the century. Wish you were there. Is there anyone that can talk to us that was at the game?
We have some response from the text line. 402-464-5685. Well, regarding the call, Kyle says that call still gives me goosebumps from Lyle Bremser, as it should.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Doug says his wife, Pam, was at the game.
Hmm.
Her and her family were in Norman, Oklahoma, on Thanksgiving at the game, and they were at it was incredible. Never, ever forget that.
Mm. Yeah,
that's pretty
game,
cool.
Yeah, for your restaurant. Game of the century. Wish you were there.
Only one.
I bet Paul Phillips was there.
Mark says, no better calling of a football game than Lyle Bremser.
Yeah, no,
I don't think they've ever. Yeah, it was a hard act to follow. Hard act to follow.
Back in those days, also, it was widely known on TV. You just turn the volume down and you put the radio on. Mm-hmm. That was common at a house. Be like,
I think we did it that day.
That day, it'd be like, no, we don't need to listen to that. These guys know what they're talking about. We
it was a little delayed.
We listen to Bremser here. That's what we do in this house.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think it was a little delayed.
I'm sure it was. Yeah.
Kent says, great discussion. I was 7. I remember it. It was crazy.
7. Yeah. So I was, that was 70. Yeah.
I would have been 5.
Right. Same.
5, yeah.
That's why I have a,
I remember where I was. Do not remember one thing about it.
I remember the carpet and all that.
The other part was just shag carpeting.
It was shag. It was gold. My grandma had gold shag carpeting.
Shag carpeting. And then everyone watched the game. So there was probably 30 people in one room.
Yeah. There's
one TV.
Yeah. 7 or 9.
Jammed around the TV. Jeff Kinney, pride of McCook, someone says. Pride
absolutely.
McCook.
He was a
big running
slasher.
Back. Yeah,
slasher.
Big Jake. Big, strong running
I don't know
back.
What his numbers were, but I think he carried it in the 30s.
Yeah, he did.
It was like 30 carries.
Jake,
you don't even hear those numbers.
He was an
anymore.
Example of a loose horse.
Yes.
Loose
Imagine
horse.
Being there.
Scooter in Roca says he watched that game from his basement in Roca. Remembers it vividly. Very well.
Basement.
So.
We want to talk to someone that was there. I'd love to talk to someone. What was it like leaving the stadium? I want to know what it was like leaving the stadium that day. I want to know what it was like.
I've watched
53 years ago.
Yeah.
Game of the century. Someone says, my aunt and uncle, as young newlyweds, drove down to the game of the century from Gibbon, Nebraska, and drove back the same day.
Good God.
Went down and back the same day from Gibbon to Norman.
Man, that's...
That's dedication right
dedication.
There.
What is that drive? Is it? It's probably 7 hour, 8
six
hours.
6 to 7, probably
six,
down there.
Yeah,
probably.
6.5, 7.
Back then, maybe a little longer.
That game probably was. I don't know what time the kickoff was. I'm assuming about a 1:30. It was.
Yeah, you can bet it was 1 or 1:30.
1:30 is what it was.
Yeah, you can bet it's 1 or 1:30.
Yeah, it wasn't 11 a.m. It wasn't a night game. I'll tell you that.
No,
seen enough of it.
And Jake, that was better times because there's just there might be 2 games on all week.
Yeah,
better times. Yeah. You're captivated. Freaked
the
you
nation
out.
Watch. One
you wanted
two.
To watch everything because you didn't get to see much. You know,
sometimes
you
the first
games.
Time you saw them, you heard their names all the time. Like, oh, that's who they are.
Exactly.
Whoa.
You'd pay really close attention to everything because it wasn't on.
Wide receivers were in 3-point stances.
Yeah.
And on the ground.
Yeah.
Tim from Texas says, I was 23 for that game, and I told my dad we'll never see a game as good as that ever again, and he agreed.
That's good
He's
foresight.
He's probably close.
That's good foresight.
He called it.
Yeah.
That's really, the best game I've ever seen, 35-31,
that's amazing.
1-2.
Think about what that man
the back
said.
And it was a back-and-forth game. Back-and-forth game.
Incredible game.
They had Jack Mildred, a quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah. Really good. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bill.
And Paul Phillips played that day right after the game.
Thorogood.
He played Thorogood at Sandy's at Elk Creek.
That was beautiful. Show. That was beautiful. Two times today I got the chills. Both times. When you said, and they're off.
And they're off!
And
the Derby.
And Lyle's and Lyle. Call. Yeah. I've just got him again.
It's good to get the chills. Yeah. Chills are good sometimes.
Yeah, you don't get them enough.
You're not sick, so it's a good chill. These are good
sometimes
chills.
I just have a fever.
Yeah, you don't want those chills.
Sometimes I have COVID.
These are general
chills. I'm tested positive for COVID, so I got the chills.
You want these chills, not
19.
What kind of COVID?
COVID-19. 19. Still want to know when it switched from Corona to COVID. I'd like to know that. What day was that?
I could switch back and forth. Sometimes I call it Corona.
Yeah.
You call it other things too.
The Rona.
The Rona.
Oh, the other thing that my grandkids called it. No.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying it. You don't want me to say that, do you?
Okay.
No.
All right. That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Cash
As
cows.
Always, call them at 402-730 7387.
Now what are we doing?
It's time for the game show.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Ready for that?
Here we go.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. Today is a Film Friday. We have, of course, Cinco de Mayo on Sunday. So how about some Latino actors and actresses?
Okay.
How about that?
Okay, J-Lo.
Latino. It could be one of them for sure. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dig Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. Today's topic is Latino actors and actresses. Sip has already mentioned one. Do you guys feel good about other possibilities here today?
I don't feel good about this at all.
I only name about three of them.
Don't say them out loud.
I won't.
Yeah. Keep we'll give it a shot.
I think we have a first-time caller. Is this Lucius? Is that who we have here?
Yeah, that's Lucius.
Lucius. We've never heard from Lucius ever before.
Lucius Selman.
Brothers.
Well, welcome. Thanks for calling in, Lucius. Let's get this going, because Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question here.
Thank you.
First question goes to you, Lucius. Gabriel Iglesias is a famous Latino comedian. What is his stage nickname?
Julio.
No.
I would have guessed the same. It's a great guess. I'm passing. I have nothing on that.
You're going to pass?
Hard pass.
That would be Fluffy. Fluffy.
I was thinking that. I should have just said it.
That was
Steve.
Next up.
Right. Did you seriously know that?
No.
No. Julio.
Jake, that was a really hard one.
People know. That was a fair question.
Hey, Sipple. Oh,
yes.
Sipple, it's about to get real.
No. Is it about to get real?
Oh, wow. Here we go.
I think I know who Lucius is.
It's about to get real.
I think I know who Lucius
is. Okay, Lucius.
He might be in the building right now.
Okay, Lucius.
All right, Sip. First question. Yeah. What Latino male is a stand-up comedian and actor who started his self-produced ABC sitcom?
George Lopez.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Look at that out there. You guys are getting...
That got us so bad the first time.
I don't like that.
1-0 lead.
Where's that from?
I don't know where it's
yeah,
from.
Yeah, I know. You don't. That's
you
the
don't.
Problem.
That's the problem. The government.
Back to you.
The government.
Back to you, Lucius. This should be an easy one. What famous Latino actress and singer dated A-Rod in recent years and now is married to Ben Affleck?
Are they married?
Skank. I know that skank. J-Lo.
Whoa.
Brilliant.
Whoa.
Lucius.
That lady.
She's Lucius.
A lady. She's a lady.
She's gorgeous.
1-1 tie. Bill's in play.
Yes.
This is for the win.
It's 1-1 tie.
Your last question. What Latino actor from Spain starred as Zorro in The Mask of Zorro?
I should know this. Oh, I should know it. This is the name I was trying to write down.
Hit the glass. Look at the drone.
What is that drone doing?
It's trying to come.
There's a drone outside the building. There's a drone. There's
it's
a drone.
By. I'm showing it on the camera right now. It's trying. It's flying
there's
by.
A drone right outside. Where are we, Jake?
We're 11th and 1040 O Street.
1040 O Street. We're downtown in the heart of downtown. There's a drone.
Not ready to hit a human.
It almost did.
Look at that. I'm going to go. I got it.
You got 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's
five.
Eric Estrada. Eric Estrada.
No, it's not Eric Estrada.
From Chips.
Lucius, do you want that one? Do you want to go the tiebreaker, Lucius?
Sir, could you repeat the question?
Yes. What Latino actor starred as Zorro in The Mask of Zorro?
Oh, I've got this. Tonto.
He went for the tie. He went for the win.
Yeah.
It's not Tonto.
Yeah, here comes a ship to port.
That'd be Antonio
Big
Banderas.
Winner. Antonio Banderas.
Oh, yeah.
We should have gotten it. A win. Congrats to you guys.
Lucius, thank you.
Thanks for calling. We'll get your bagel and a coffee, but calling down the road. Nice try.
Is there a Benicio del Toro?
Yes, there is a Benicio del Toro. Very nice.
Okay.
Good name.
Yeah. Is that his name?
That is his
is
name.
Is it del Toro?
Yes. Correct. You got it correct.
Benicio del Toro?
And
is that right?
Yes.
Is the text line pushing back?
No, I know that's correct.
Okay.
That's one. Okay, tiebreaker. Bill?
Bill, this is you.
How old is George Lopez?
Okay, this is a good one. Lock in on this.
72.
Sip.
I think he's, I would guess in his 60s, so I'm going to say under.
63.
Okay.
Really?
63. I would think probably upper 60s, lower 70s, too, for George Volpe.
I thought I nailed it.
Yeah,
close.
I would have said 66 is what the first number that came to mind. What's the drone doing?
The drone is just flying by out
what
there.
What is the drone doing? Look at that. That's an active drone.
I'm showing it on the screen right now. It's trying to distract you. There it is. Yep, right in front. Yep,
that is really active.
Yep, there it is. The drone is, well...
Look at that.
I think it's pretty well taken care of.
I'd say it's really impressive, whoever's
operating
it. Don't
hit anybody. Don't hit anybody.
No, that's the thing about it. I mean, because it's a low-flying drone.
It is. You got to be careful. Don't hit the window.
Oh, my God.
I might break it.
This has been wild today.
It usually isn't a Friday.
The show was wild.
Pretty standard for
good.
Friday.
I'm kind of shaken up.
It all started with George Thorogood, Paul Phillips, and drinking wine at 8:44.
I'm going right now. I'm leaving. I'm going to Creighton. I need to get to be
a beer cheese spread.
Get some wine.
Drink. I need a drink after this show.
Yeah. This Spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.